Hello, 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 hello.
Hi, Josh.
What's up, Carla?
We are live. Hello, everybody. Welcome to WTF Latinx, the podcast where
we talk about...
What's your name?
Joshua. I keep forgetting the intro.
And Carla, talk about... Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Is it okay?
No.
Did I just break your computer?
You broke my computer.
Whoops. The podcast where we talk about our culture, superstitions, food, music,
traditions,
and
most importantly, we talk about chancletas.
Woo!
Corazos.
So, for today's episode, I kind of wanted to bring it back to our roots, and I wanted to talk about a little bit more, something more superstitious.
I'm trying to get spooky on you.
I am. I wanted to do something fun because I'm tired of talking about real life. It gets boring. So, I'm like, oh, great, we got jobs now. Anyways,
word.
So I wanted to make the episode about the Bermuda Triangle, and I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on it because I know you're not as familiar as I am to it. So, why don't this microphone stay? There we go. Oh, never mind. Pre the episode, we did some research, and now we just have more questions than answers, so it's not as enlightening as I thought it would be. But let's hit it.
Where do you want to start off?
Okay, so I want to start first giving credit to like the resources that we're speaking about. So I want to give credit to the Infographic Show YouTube channel. They have a whole video episode called What You Didn't Know About the Bermuda Triangle, and it's 50 different facts, but out of those 50, 30 were from the same guy.
Mr. Taylor, this pilot, got dead ass, has the facts 40 to 30. And if I'm not mistaken, it probably extends past that. I just stopped caring after a bit.
I stopped listening after a bit too.
Shout out to, like, aside from that, they had some pretty cool facts. But this fucking Taylor dude, I don't know his name.
Yeah.
But Taylor was, like, really killing it this day.
I'm dead. So, and then the other place that I'll be directly referencing later is going to be there's a National Geographic article, like it's ES, so I'm assuming it's Español, España. So you guys can go, it looks like it was published in 2017, but it was updated in 2021. And I'm looking for the writer to give them credit. Where are you?
It's National Geographic. That's good. They don't have to write. They don't have to put the name on there.
Nah, they have a whole team of editors, though, don't they?
It would be at the top of the article.
Okay. Well, anyways, so a National Geographic article called "El Triángulo de las Bermudas: Realidad o Mito." So we'll be referencing that in a little bit. So I wanted to start at Cristóbal Columbus.
At Cristóbal Columbus.
So it's 1600 something.
1609, I think, is the date.
Something like that. And I guess there's so many, like, so this is going to be a little all over the place because it's just kind of like.
Bro, there's this.
Just things disappearing.
There's this wild mythology around this triangle known as the Bermuda Triangle.
Gasp.
Or the Devil's Triangle.
The Devil's Tangle.
Dun, dun, dun.
It had an the Lost Limbo was another name for it.
The Lost Limbo, because it was limbo for all of the dead bodies that were never found and are just now in forever limbo.
That's very poetic of them. So one of the first facts that they talk about is how they theorize that Cristóbal Columbus, in one of his journals in the 1600s, while they were cruising, or it's believed that while they were cruising on the Bermuda Triangle and their way to Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic and all that,
colonizer,
they had written information about seeing bright stars and like no, bright, like flaming.
Yeah. Essentially bright stars, I guess. But like they saw
flaming balls.
Red flaming balls in the sky. It looked like something was falling out of the sky.
And so a lot of people theorized that he was seeing aliens, and that's like the first ever inscription of like alien life or something like that.
If you ask me, the brother was dehydrated. Bro, day whatever it was on sea, this man is tired, dehydrated. He's probably off the good, I don't know, no sleep, dehydration, all that.
No food? Oh my god.
In theory, I don't know.
But that's like to kind of like start off. So this is a spot where people see aliens apparently. If you're wondering where the Bermuda Triangle is located, it extends from the Bermuda to Miami to Puerto Rico. And it covers over, and it covers over 440,000 square miles of the ocean.
Bruh, you know what we gotta do?
What?
We gotta get all the motherfuckers that are filling up Miami right now currently. I already know Miami, like, Miami is the new Vegas.
Yeah, actually.
Like, motherfuckers, that's like the tourist central of the world right now, Miami. Mm-hmm. So we gotta grab all the motherfuckers that are headed to Miami, put these niggas on a cruise ship, and we're gonna send them off to the Bermuda Triangle.
And see what happens.
Yeah, let's see what happens. One of these motherfuckers something gonna happen.
Well, someone's gonna come back. but yeah,
they can't all go missing.
Absolutely. So the reason why they call it the Bermuda Triangle was like a concept that came for the first time like in the 1960s in a magazine. And they call it the Devil's Triangle because of the unexplained disappearances. So a lot of the biggest problem with the Bermuda Triangle is that planes and ships are lost and there's absolutely no trace of them once they're lost. Like, it's not like if there's an accident, you're gonna have pieces like floating around. There's gonna be evidence somewhere in the like proximity.
Wait for it.
You got the island. You got Miami. You're gonna tell me there's no section in Florida where pieces of planes and boats aren't just like floating up shore? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, this is where my inner skepticism comes in. Mm. Where when you look at, so the video we saw, they had mentioned that there is a Gulf Stream that pushes downward into the crevices of the Bermuda Triangle, right? And then they had also mentioned that that area slopes down and turns into, I don't think it's the deepest, but it turns into the deep ocean.
No, it's one of the deepest spots of the world.
Or it's one of the deepest spots. So my theory, right, just off of knowing all that, and all the other shit that happens there is like, yo, if anything gets wrecked, that stream is going to push it downwards and it's going to end up in this giant black hole.
Well, you got to take the fun out of it.
Bruh, because there's this mad mystery behind the Bermuda Triangle. But then when you listen to some of the scientific facts, it's like, oh, that's mad. Like, maybe this is what's happening and it's not like aliens. Carla's tight right now.
I'm like, my answer's more fun.
What do you think, though? Because there's also what? There's also a large Navy presence where they're working.
I'm heading there. Stop it. Okay.
Oh, Carl, you just got a show go.
I am. Okay. So let's get back to it. Okay. So there is a stream at the bottom of it where the current pushes it downward, which could explain the evidence. But at the same time, like, you're going to lose 3 boats. And not one of them's gonna have a floaty. Like, you, like, no evidence whatsoever. Like, that makes no sense. None of them's gonna have, like, a roll of paper. Yeah. Like,
can none of y'all niggas swim? Like, y'all really on a whole boat and no one can
How do
swim?
You lose a cruise? I don't know. The math is just not mathing.
Nah, okay. So some of the ships that they did lose are crazy. Like, we're talking ships that were 300 feet high. Because, so like, how many, you know, however many tons. So they've lost some behemoths.
And a lot of military boats. They've lost a lot of military boats, which I think it's very intriguing because they're very particular about their property. They're not just going to lose it to lose it. They're going to go and get it. So the fact that, like, they can't find it, or they tell us they can't find it.
Who says they're really telling us the truth?
Anyways, so the next part of this is... Let's see. So, oh my God. So scientists believe that because of the Gulf Stream that Josh was talking about near the triangle, it removes debris from the search area. But it's still estimated that about 1,000 lives have been lost in the last 100 years.
That's crazy.
Which is a lot.
That's only 100 years, bro. That's like, that's nothing.
That's our grandparents. Our parents' lifetime.
Yeah, basically.
And then, so despite the danger of, there's a lot of rumors around it, about sea monsters, aliens, there's theories that the city of Atlantis is located in this location. It's still a huge vacation destination in the world. So, I know that that was one of the explanations. If you let me talk, people are saying that maybe there's just a high amount of like disappearances because there's a high amount of tourists in the area, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people there. They say it's a high traffic area and shit, so.
Yeah. What you think about that?
It's interesting.
Uh-huh.
What's the number, though? Like, how many people are really, like, vanishing into thin air?
I don't know. Whoa, what's the number?
I'm mad curious. Like,
what's the number of people going to vacation to the Bermuda Triangles?
I don't know. That's just probably mad low.
You think so?
I don't find that shit attractive at all. Yo, knowing like the surface level information that I do know about the Bermuda Triangle, if someone tells me, yo, let's go take a cruise on the Bermuda Triangle, hell no. Yo, let's take a helicopter ride over the Bermuda Triangle.
Just because it's not your thing, that's like a horror movie thing. Like, that's some people shit.
Bruh.
Who's going to go investigate? Not me.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like, why? I would never do that. None of that sounds appealing.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess I look at that shit from afar, from like an island where I'm like safe and shit. You get, yo, that's the Bermuda Triangle. Word, okay, and then deuces. Mm. So it's interesting that it's like still a vacation destination for people.
Yeah.
Like, yo, y'all really actively saying, like, yo, let's go check that shit out.
Yeah,
it's like the homies that are like, yo, let's go out camping into the middle of the woods and like, let's go into this random cave, guys.
It's the same type of people that go to haunted like hotels to like see what happens.
The adventurers, the people that are like curious about what's going on in the world, and the Joe Rogans of the world.
Oh my God.
Aliens, man.
So beyond that, this is another fact for the Bermuda Triangle is that situated within the triangle, there's the U.S. Navy Altec facility, which is mass sauce already. People are disappearing, and suddenly the U.S. military is involved. Which stands for Atlantic Undersea Test and Evaluation Center. They're located in the Andros Island of the Bahamas. And the Navy uses this facility to test submarines, sonar, and weapons. But many believe that there's a part to play in the disappearances and that they're either there causing these disappearances or that they're there investigating the true sources or the reasons why these disappearances are happening. So it's not clear to people. What you think about that?
Bro, I don't know how many Rick and Morty fans we have out there.
Rick and Morty.
But there.
Rick, Morty.
There is an episode of Rick and Morty. Where Morty lands the spaceship in the middle of the ocean. And this fake Aquaman motherfucker comes out of the ocean and starts telling Morty that he is trespassing on sacred waters. That's what I think is going on. There's some.
So you think.
I think some fake.
There's a fake Aquaman in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle.
100%.
And that's just it.
Yo, as soon as your boat steps into his little, like, fucking. As soon as you cross the border.
What season is that?
I don't know what season. Oh, I don't know. It's just a random episode.
I haven't watched that.
We'll watch this shit later. But essentially, I don't know, bro. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Just how we discussed in our Chupacabra episode, mm-hmm. where apparently the Chupacabra was popping up around a military base, And theorists and conspiracy people think that the Chupacabra was some sort of super soldier being being made.
I see where you're going.
Maybe. This is mad random. The government gonna watch me for this. But maybe the
government... You're already in the
watch. Yeah, 100%. Maybe the government's kidnapping people.
For experiments?
There's already a theory that if you go there, you get lost.
This is what doesn't make sense. Are they kidnapped? A lot of the of people disappearing are from the military. So you think, like, their own people?
100%. Why not? I get to control who's on that boat, right? Maybe I have a bunch of unimportant dudes and people that I don't care for on there. And I just, like...
That's fucked up.
You know? Is it our government?
Yeah,
this is just a random ass theory. This is definitely not what's happening, but it is interesting to me that even though we do have that presence there,
speculation was hearsay.
Hearsay, speculation.
It's not hearsay, but what's it called? supposedly, I can't remember. I don't want to get arrested.
Shit! Allegedly.
Allegedly, thank you.
Allegedly, anyways. What was I gonna say?
I don't know.
So it is like you were saying though, like all jokes aside, it is interesting that we have such a large government presence there, with submarines, with other things, and none of them are being reported lost. It's like, oh, we're not losing X amount of submarines. At least we haven't found an article that kind of goes into that. But like, if you do have people in submarines with radios and sonar,
yeah, because they only specify airplanes and like
airplanes boats. And boats.
So if they are utilizing, like, experimenting with submarines, we don't know about it.
There's no record of it. And I guess rightfully so, because they're not going
to,
like...
Like, there's no record to the public audience.
Yeah, the government isn't going to divulge to us, like, yo, yeah, we lost, like, 30 million submarines in X amount of years. Like...
Why am I talking still?
So, it's interesting. That shit kind of feels shady to me when I think about it. It's like, you have that presence there... And none of y'all being reported lost. But anyone else that's in a plane or a boat is like... Whoosh, they're falling into a wormhole, ending up in fucking 18th century France or some shit. I don't know.
So, there's another thing that I have a question for. Because one of the facts that we had heard were surrounding like the closer areas to Cuba... Mm-hmm. They said that they found some constructions that are similar to pyramids surrounding Cuba, falling inside the, and this isn't like, this isn't a theory. Like there's actual images of like the pyramids near Cuba in the ocean. And it's really close. I don't know if it's in the triangle, but I think it's close to the triangle. It's
pretty close to the triangle. I think that's what they have discussed.
So... Why have we never heard about these pyramids in Cuba?
It's interesting because I believe the article has stated that the National Geographic in 2017 had mentioned briefly that they were going to go in there and study and blah, blah, blah. And then the plot twist is that out of nowhere, all of that hype and momentum behind doing this project has died down, and it's almost, I forget the word that they used. They were almost, it feels like at this point they're withholding certain information if they did make certain discoveries down there, that's being suppressed essentially to us, to the public.
Well, like to them at all, like I don't think they're being allowed in the area anymore, which is mass us.
But it sounds like they did go into the area, maybe. And then another interesting thing was one of the individuals studying it had mentioned that the structures that fell into the Bermuda or around there are structures that would have taken, I think, 50,000 years to have sunken under.
Well, wasn't that a different structure? That isn't this.
Is it a different structure?
No, yes.
But it's still the same thing. Something has sunken into the Bermuda.
Because the Cuba, so if you guys are researching it, I'm kind of like into it. There's this website called Nerdbot, and basically it's the lost city of Cuban coast, and this has its own Wikipedia page too, which I noticed. But so by the edge of Cuba, there's pyramids, and inside the triangle, there's a city that is built with like a porcelain type of material.
It's like a clay.
And
granite, I think.
Granite, yes. And then what did the scientist say?
I believe he said that the building itself, the structure, the way it was stacked.
Yeah.
And the materials fell out of place.
Mm-hmm.
And like there was no civilization around that time
that they know of
that had the capacity to build something like that of that nature, which I find interesting.
Yeah, but he then said that it was like if it did exist, it was 50 years off.
Yeah, and it was in the wrong place, which is wild as fuck to me. And it's like,
Did an earthquake move it? I don't know. So there's a pyramid next to the pyramid. So there's a pyramid in Cuba, and then near Cuba, in the Bermuda Triangle, and there's another city. So there's like, it's almost like there's this whole community. But I do find industry interesting that regarding the city that's inside the Bermuda Triangle, they are using native stories. I guess there's native stories from the area nearby. They'll talk about a city of theirs that, like, went underwater. So, it could have been a native city?
I wouldn't doubt it, bro. You have to think about it. Like, the world... This Earth has been around for, what, billions of years?
Yeah.
That means, yo, any sort of phenomenon could have happened at any point to any random ancient civilization that we don't know about because they're sunken underwater.
Mm.
A tsunami, maybe.
We just haven't discovered it
because it's washed away. It's like history that's just like underwater.
Okay.
So.
And then I'm doing some last minute research because of course I am. So on this same website, Nerdbot, I guess what we do know about, they discovered a lost city of the lost city. No puedo hablar. Oh my God.
No, the tongue twister.
A lost city of the Cuban coast. And so a lot of people are making the jokes about it being Atlantis or something. But this is discovered by offshore engineer Paulina Selitsky and her husband Paul Wainswig and her son Ernesto Tapanes. So they found the structures using sophisticated sonar and videotape devices. And in the interview, they said that they are some kind of megaliths you'd find on the Stonehenge or Easter Island. So the materials that are underwater are similar to what's on Easter Island, which is weird. That's weird. It's
like
completely two different sides of the world, right?
I feel like we underestimate how many times people have like restarted like civilization.
Mm.
Like, if you ask me, we're, like, in this infinite cycle of just, like...
life and death?
Yeah, like our civilization has gotten this advanced. It's safe to say that some of these other ones have probably gotten that advanced.
Ooh,
well
or
to
of
some
that.
Point in maybe just over time, just asteroid, whatever, tsunami.
That's my next sentence.
Yeah?
Hold up. So, it looks like, based on this Cuba situation, the engineer says that it could be that Cuba and Mexico were once connected by a land bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And considering the shape of the formation of the pyramids, they're similar to the ones built by the Mayans and the Aztecs.
Okay.
They also say that some of the structures have a language on them that they have not yet been able to identify. They're hoping to go back underwater with archaeology devices that will be able to blow off some of the sand so they can see the writing clearer. Another thing that they were excited about is that in these where the ruins are located, it seems to be at the base of a mud volcano and on the fault line. I don't know what that means. It is historically proven that Asian civilizations like to build cities and at the bottom of volcanoes because the land is more fertile.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that actually makes a lot of sense. So this could be the situation here. They also hypothesize that if the lost city of Atlantis is ever proven to be the same cataclysm that caused this city to fall into the ocean, may have been the same I don't understand. This was written weird. The ocean may have been the same one connected to the disappearance of Atlantis. So maybe the one that's inside the triangle and then the one in Cuba are part of the same community.
So think about it. Like, if it was built on land bridge or near the land bridge, as I believe they call that shit Pangaea or whatever. But when all the continents were together, mm-hmm. once those start to shift and break apart, any structures that are there, I guess in theory, would like fall into the ocean, right? Mm-hmm. Over time. So maybe that's what they're trying to say there. That's what this is.
Yeah. So this Cuba article is by Brianna Ceballos from July 2nd, 2020, and on Urbod. And then at the end, they are referencing another article from Archaeology World. So it looks like there could be more details, but that's as far as I see it regarding the Cuba aspect. So I think it's really weird that the Bermuda Triangle, it's like, oh, there's the Bermuda Triangle. Everything disappears in the Bermuda Triangle, but also look at all this weird shit. Even around it, it's not making sense.
What do you think it is? Not the random stuff, but like, what's the mystery? Like, do you think?
Well, can I tell you the rumors from when I grew up?
Yeah.
So this is before you and I did the research. This is what I knew from.
Because you grew up in PR.
Yeah. So one of the points of the Bermuda Triangle touches the north of Puerto Rico, which is connected kind of like to San Juan, mm-hmm. the capital, if you're not familiar with the island. So it's the point of the Bermuda Triangle touches the capital of the island.
Of San Juan.
Yeah. San Juan is the capital.
Okay. Anyways. Yes.
There's stories that I've heard, and I can't tell you if they're true or not. Maybe I should look into it, but I like the fantasy of it. Well, I don't like the fantasy of it because it's cruel, but you know what I mean. That people go to that specific point of the island to commit suicide. So it's similar to, have you heard of like the suicide forest in Japan?
Yes, the one that the famous YouTuber.
Yeah.
That'll remain nameless because we're not giving that book club.
He lives in Puerto Rico now, which is ironic.
Oh my gosh, even worse.
Well, it's not him, it's his brother. But anyways. Right. Scientists have been trying to understand because like you can do it anywhere. You can do it at home. But these people specifically come to this point of the island and the way that it's done is they throw themselves. It's kind of like a cliff to the ocean because it's the coast. So they come to this point and then they just throw themselves. Then their bodies aren't found.
They just self-delete?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so that's what I grew up listening to. I was like, and it's always been connected to the Bermuda Triangle. Everyone's like, oh, it's like the Bermuda Triangle's calling them to do that. There's like
this dark aura.
Yeah. And I know that like what I believed for a long time was that like las placas tectónicas that cause earthquakes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Puerto Rico has a lot of intense earthquakes, which is like if you wouldn't know if you don't live there. But similar to California, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of storms. A lot of
seismic activity.
Yeah, there's a lot of storms. There's a lot of earthquakes. So I just assumed that there was some magnetic irregulation mm-hmm. on the area that maybe affects us, like our brains, in a way that we don't understand yet. That's what I just assume it was. But if that's the point, I don't. That doesn't explain how our ship's disappearing to me. That explains how we behave irrationally, but why are things getting lost? Do you know what I mean?
Word. I'm thinking.
I give you a lot of material to work with.
I'm thinking, because it's like, where are these things getting lost? Because you have, there's certain stories from pilots mm-hmm. that they talk about that area being like a warp zone, like pilots flying through there and then
skip time.
Yeah. Yeah. Losing track of time, magnetic interferences
with their equipment.
And I guess, like you were saying, I think it's up until recently, I guess you couldn't use a compass mm-hmm. by the Bermuda Triangle
because of the electromagnetic frequency
that would be. It would point north or south?
It would point true north instead of, like, north on the compass, which is there's two different norths.
I don't know what the difference is, but go on.
But it would essentially, like, point in the wrong direction for people and just throw everything off. Up until, I think, 2020, where apparently there's been a shift in the tectonic plates, and whatever magnetic interference was there isn't there to the same extent as it used to be, mm-hmm. which is interesting. So I wonder if it's just some, like, random phenomenon that's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it is a phenomenon.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's very confusing, but it's fun to talk about. So, going back to that National Geographic article that was updated last year, I believe. So, this was... Oh, my God. It's not even that late, Carla. You're just getting old. Anyways. There's no authors, so I can't credit anyone else.
The author is National Geographic.
Yep. It's called El Triángulo de las Bermudas, Realidad o Mito. And they're talking about how it's a mysterious place. And in the last few months in January, the Guard Coast of Florida announced a communication that a ship with destination to Florida had disappeared a day after leaving the Bahamas. So after a single day of, like, travel, it was completely gone. After 84 hours of intense investigation, the search was just suspended without a trace of the embarkation or its turbulence.
What do you mean it was just suspended? How do we just suspend after 2 days or 3 days?
No, after 84 hours of investigation. I don't.
Was that 4 days? If that,
two,
not
three
even.
2 days.
Yeah,
because I didn't make the connection to. I was like, wait. Because, like, I was assuming it was weeks in my head.
Is this like the first 48 with the Bermuda Triangle? Like, if you don't find something within the first 2 days, it's like, that's it, it's a wrap?
I'm like, where did the tribulation go? You telling me not a single person was able to escape
that? Bro, it's interesting. Wow. But also, think about it. The Bermuda Triangle is apparently right in the center of, they call it, what is it? The Hurricane...
Oh, I don't know.
Hurricane Alley?
Yes.
So who's to say that these aren't, like, hurricanes hitting these people? But then the wreckage should pop up somewhere, no?
That's what I'm saying. That's the part it's like a cycle of, okay, that makes sense, but this piece just doesn't fit the puzzle.
It's interesting. Because it's like over the last, 100 plus years?
Yeah.
You're telling me no one's ever survived?
They're saying that since the 1800s, people have been disappearing there.
That's interesting.
Maybe before, and we just don't have it written. But yeah, so let's see here. So
I got me and my conspiracy theorists back today. I'm just here thinking, like, yo.
Okay, so when it comes to this, a lot of boats are always disappearing based on the National Geographic. So the theories are they all at the bottom of the ocean? Have they gone to another dimension? Have they synced with Atlantis? And then those are the most popular theories usually. To give context, one of the first dates that marks the Bermuda Triangle is 1945, where five airplanes from the United States Marine went over the zone and then disappeared.
And I believe they sent...
And then they sent the sixth one, and that one disappeared too.
They sent the emergency plane, and that one never radioed in anything. There was no radio contact. And, Carlos said, that motherfucker went missing. Spooky!
So it says the emergency airplane was flown by Martin Mariner, because he went to rescue the first five. And then, in total, there was a disappearance of 27 people... that left absolutely no trace. In the second communication that they had, one of the members guaranteed that they were completely lost and they didn't know what route to take or what direction to go to. And then there's nothing. So the first written story about the Bermuda Triangle was in 1950. This was written by Edward Van Winkle Jones. Winkle Jones.
Yo, that name is horrible. Yo, Edward Van Winkle Jones.
Winkle Jones. Anyways.
Homeboy was lucky he didn't grow up in 2020.
Literally.
The bully.
Que, he wrote a diary, my Miami Herald, regarding like the disappearances about the boats and the coast of Bahamas. And 2 years after that, the writer George X. Sand guaranteed the zone had even more Marines disappearances. So in 1964, the magazine Argosy magazine, A-R-G-O-S-Y, Argosy, Argosy.
Yeah.
They published an article called The Mortal Triangle of Bermudas. And that's kind of like where we've taken the name from this post in 1964. Mm-hmm. It wasn't called that before. So, in that specific article, they were talking about the strange disappearance and paranormal relationship with the Triangle of Bermudas. So, in the 60s is where we get the name and where we get the paranormal relationship with the disappearances. So, after that, what's the reason, right? So,
why are people going missing?
Yeah. So, again, one of the biggest explanations is that it's just highly frequented by airplanes and boats. You can't really avoid the area because if you're going from Africa to the Caribbean, you have to go over it. If you're going from the Caribbean to, like, Miami, so, like, north, you have to go over it. Like, it's a very traveled area.
But that doesn't explain why no one is...
No
survives. No, why no one's radioing in back any of these emergencies. Like, oh shit, I just got hit by a plane. Like, like, you're telling me every single one of these motherfuckers got that unlucky that the radio is like the first thing to go? Mm. Even people with SOS and emergency radios, like, aside from the main radios, have apparently, like, no one's ever made a no one's ever contacted base back. Like, oh shit, I got hit. No one's like, you're not on the walkie? You're not going to say nothing? I don't know. That's weird.
I agree. Well, but if there is that, like...
Like, yeah, I guess it's high frequency. But,
yeah.
But you're telling me no one ever has radioed back?
In hundreds of years.
No. Yeah, it's like...
Well, they do. Some of them do radio back until they lose signal. And then once you lose signal, you have to hold it there. Like, that's it.
And I guess that electromagnetic interference that's there has probably in part to do with that.
But still, right? But let's get to the fun part. So, theories.
Bruh, none of this is fun. Motherfuckers are going missing, Carla.
No, I want to talk about the theories. Okay. So, the first theory is that it's just a fucking black hole.
I agree.
Why do you agree to you haven't even heard the theory.
Keep going. But just know I'm a big black hole fan.
I bet you are. I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. So even though it's true that black holes exist in space, there's a theory developed by different scientists, even including famous ones like Stephen Hawking, that they say that the zone, so I guess some scientists say that it's improbable, but that doesn't mean that it's impossible for us to have a black hole in, like, a physical terrain. So it says, so a black hole is finita, like, defined to the space of the mass. And the concentration is so potent that nothing escapes its control. So, in other words, if there did exist a black hole in the water or in the sky, everything that would go by it, without exception, would just kind of, like, go in it.
Brother, hit me at the buffet.
What?
So that's me at the buffet.
Oh my god. Everything in your facility.
Everything in my facility.
I was
vicinity.
Like, what are you talking about? Oh.
That's me at the Chinese buffet. Anytime I go buy the shrimp, chicken fingers, fries, coconut shrimp, everything. Just feasting. I don't like the black hole theory now that I think about it.
I know, it sounds kind of stupid.
Because it's like, wouldn't it suck shit in like a vacuum, right? Is that, or do black holes not work like that?
Well, that's the point, is that once you cross the line and you enter...
So that would mean that the black hole is underwater. Kind of, right? No? Yeah. It doesn't specify.
No.
But
you would assume it is because everything... Because it has one of the like deepest like parts of the planet.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah, but then how does that explain like the U.S. Navy having submarine presence there? Wouldn't all those submarines just go missing inside the black hole in theory? And how do we still have those structures that are like... I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm just asking like...
You always be doing this to me. Damn. Okay, next one. So there is a theory that there's ocean monsters. Such as like... The Kraken, which I haven't heard
about. Not the Kraken.
So the Kraken has giant proportions, and it devours everything in front of it. It says that he may inhabit. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Inhabit that location.
Makes sense.
This myth came about in the 14. Came about years ago when, how do we say, marinero, seaman.
Yes,
seamen. marineros and pirates would describe how do I say calamares?
Octopus.
The calamares are not octopus.
Calamari.
Calamari. Thank you. So they would describe giant calamaries that were up to 14, 15 meters of length, and so they're kind of connected to the monster of. The Loch Ness Monster. There's no proof of it. The people just think there's a giant fish there that eats people.
Yeah, it makes sense though.
I know, because they say that the fishes that are at the bottom of the ocean are bigger.
Bro, some of the images that they've discovered from the deep sea of those giant kraken, squid looking like things are crazy.
Yeah.
They're huge. They're like the size of like an apartment complex.
Yeah.
Like diesel with crazy tentacles. I don't know how they're swatting down airplanes, but I guess they fucking up boats.
That is a, like, even if we did have big.
Yo, that means that it's coming out and just.
The math isn't mathing. But
I like the theory.
This is a shout out to Elon Musk. I know you got your thing with the rockets and the cars and stuff. Let me know. I want a percentage of when he starts doing submarines. I just think, you know, it's about damn time. Anyways, next theory was the Omnis or aliens. Another theory is that the zone is like a station for extraterrestrials, and then they appropriate or they take the people that go over the area to their planets to study them. So the most alarming theorist ensured that the aliens are studying us with the purpose of knowing what our technology is and what are our abilities, to use it against us to invade us. And the best people regarding aliens say that they're just using it to like save humanity. So we either die or we live. We're fucked either way.
So what you're telling me is that the Bermuda Triangle is an embassy for the aliens.
Yes. Basically. They just have a station
there. They have a station there.
They're like chill. They go to like the machine. They got a PepsiCo.
Boom, whatever.
Yeah. Some Cheetos.
You have Rob from logistics smoking an alien blunt.
Mark from marketing. No, Mark from accounting.
Yeah, and yeah, fucking yeah, yeah.
His life.
Yeah.
He's like another human. Add it to the tabs.
And they're just abducting people like day and night. Crazy.
Yeah. And so the most reasonable theory or like point that I like to bring is the meteorology. So because the climate is so absolutely irregular in this location, there's hurricanes and great storms that just like start and finish on the same day. Like they're so absolutely like urgent, I guess. Like the environment is just well enough to create destruction, like storm, like the wind
it's
in the sea.
It's literally like
a peak central for storms, I guess.
Yeah, it's the perfect storm.
And they have like magnetic variations and neblina,
fog.
So you just have a lot of like nature stuff, like vortex. I don't know. There's like the weather just accounts to creating more chaos. So even if you think you got it right, the weather doesn't help.
I think that just goes back to my initial theory when we first started talking about this.
Mm-hmm. There's two other theories, but I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm going to mention it in case people want to talk about it. Agujeros azules en explosiones de metano. Gas explosions. I don't care enough to look into it. But you guys can. Do your Googles. Okay.
Yeah, no, back to what I said originally. Like, this is all weather related. Like, you just have so... It's just shitty.
Why do you say that?
Well, when we talked about the Gulf Stream that is brushing down debris into the deep crevices of the ocean, then you have hurricanes.
And there's gases under, so...
And since we're talking about this being the perfect breeding ground for hurricanes, and especially hurricanes that can pop up at a moment's notice. It's like you're flying, and I don't know where you're flying to a hurricane. Like, it makes sense why you wouldn't have time to...
And then we're bringing down the plane.
At least that's what the government wants us to think.
Oh, my God. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Devil's allegedly up. In there.
What do you guys think? Like, anyone listening out there, like, what theories do you have? Do you guys have any stories? Did you guys grow up...
Please let us know on Instagram, and also let us know on...
Twitter?
Spotify. So Spotify has a feature where we can ask questions. So if you listen to us on Spotify, if you don't, it's perfectly fine to go to Instagram. But I'm trying to experiment a little bit with the Spotify and add questions in there. So if you see the survey question there, just feel free to like let us know, because we want to know what you think. And maybe we'll bring it into the podcast too.
100%. And maybe we'll have you as a guest on the podcast.
I mean... You know,
you never know.
The world is your oyster. Is that the expression?
I don't know, bro. I'm just looking for pearls.
Oh, that was kind of smooth. Okay, but that's all I got, folks. So thank you for listening to our podcast. I already plugged the social media in.
Jeez, I already know the vibes.
And I guess we'll see you guys in the next one.
It's your boy Josh. Deuces.
Peace. You gotta do it the way you do it. There we go.
Imagine.
We're back to it.
Oh, no.